Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, more with two of the funnest guys in Hollywood, Bill Fichtner and Kim Coates. And those guys will tell you stories you won't believe. Plus, they'll hang out. We'll do the news as well. First, LifeLock. Millions of smart speakers are open to a Wi-Fi vulnerability, allowing a key reinstallation attack. That's right, which lets hackers view and control traffic across standard Wi-Fi networks. It's important to understand how our connected world and cyber criminals are out there trying to take what's yours. You're out there, you're connected, your information's out there, and so are the criminals. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss certain threats by just, if you're just monitoring your credit, you won't see a lot of what's going on out there. Good thing there's LifeLock. They'll see what's going on out there. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If there's a problem, their U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. It's LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. Join LifeLock now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LifeLock or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Carolla Drinks congratulates El Coyote Cafe, the 2019 world champion of guacamole. El Coyote has been family-owned and operated in Los Angeles for almost 90 years. They make margaritas for people who like tequila. Was recently featured in the Tarantino film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And their guacamole is world champion. Stop by El Coyote Cafe next time you're in Los Angeles and get the number one. Of course, with a side order of guacamole. Visit elcoyotecafe.com. And again, congratulations to the world champion of guacamole. It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Hey, Scarola, Brian, Gina, I got another rich man, poor man for you, which is having an unpaved driveway. The rich man has his out of crushed shells or decomposed granite. The poor man has his out of gravel and dirt by necessity. Think on that one.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
That is a good rich man, poor man. Rich man, poor man is stuff that rich and people, poor people have, and no middle class doesn't have it. It's something I stumbled across years ago when I was at Kimmel in the writer's room, and I was sitting in there, and I just started thinking about the outdoor shower. I thought that is a super poor ass, you know, hose in front porch, or you're by the cabana, mm-hmm. by the tennis courts in the back, and that's where the first rich man, poor man, and dirt driveway or non-cement or asphalt yeah. driveway is rich man, poor man as well. So is parking, like multiple cars on the lawn yeah, or yeah. on the property.
Like cars parked in front of the house.
There's no middle. You sure. can't go through a middle class neighborhood and see people. That it was funny. Now I'm nostalgic about Jimmy and Kevin and Bean today because that my move whenever I drove to Jimmy's house he rented in the valley was I would always park right in his lawn. I just thought it was a power move. Like I would pull right in his lawn. I did two things that I thought were a power move. One is I would never park on the street. I'd just go right up his driveway and then turn and park on the lawn and face his house. He kind of annoyed him because he said it ran over a sprinkler.
Kind of?
Sure.
But then he caught me peeing in his kid's sandbox once. And I remember...
Good move, Adam.
Yeah, I thought that was a power move. I could, like, mark my territory and assert myself.
Why are you terrorizing this poor man?
You know, it was so weird at the time. I was like, hey, that's what I'd do if you, you know, you'd do it in my house. Like, that's the way I looked
no,
at it.
No, he wouldn't.
I know. I had, in your kid's sandbox. I had weird boundary issues because I thought everyone grew up how I grew up. Yeah. And that was the problem. You guys, Kim, where did you grow up?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Wow.
Canada, freezing winter, beautiful summers. Hockey boy my whole life. That's how, you know, when I met Fichtner in Morocco, Rabat for Black Hawk Down, he was there before me with Eric Bana, another one of our, you know, BFFs sure. forever. And they were already in training a little bit. They signed me. I went over. Yeah.
Okay, there you we go. Love Bana.
Yeah. The three amigos. Anyway, get there. And I was up for a movie called Go. You've seen Go.
Yeah, love Go.
Okay, so Fichtner got the part, and there was like, it was down to three of us. I'll never forget it. It was getting really close, and I got the call that I didn't get the gig, and I went, well, that sucks. So that movie came out, and I knew I wanted to see it. I was so impressed with that director, and I loved the movie. And here's Fichtner, you know, all nude, showing off his abs and all that shit, and doing his thing. And I just thought, that guy can freaking act. Like, that's right?
Those then, abs can act.
Those abs can act. And then not long after that, Perfect Storm opens, and there he is again. So I get off the plane. I get to Rabat, right? You want to tell the rest of the story?
No, you walk on set.
So I walk on.
I will tell the rest.
Keep
okay,
it going.
Go ahead. So I walk on set, and Ridley goes, yeah, you're with Bill. Okay, so go ahead.
So I looked over, and I'm like, I haven't worked with him before, but I knew who he was. I said, hey, how's it going? He goes, yeah, what's your name? I said, Bill. And he's Kim. And where are you from? I said, Buffalo. He said, Go Sabres. I was like, all right, we got a friendship right here now, man.
That was it.
We got a hockey guy.
Yeah,
there's a song that talks about Saskatoon.
Running back to Saskatoon, sing another prairie tune. It was by the, you know.
Was it in the movie Slapshot? You got to
look, one of the greatest hockey movies, sports movies ever.
Speaking of hockey,
you know.
I think something about Saskatoon in a song in that movie Slapshot. Yes, underrated. Well, it's not underrated anymore.
Not.
Like, it used to be underrated.
Legend.
Now it's got some sort of cult
big
legendary yeah. status because that movie was so goddamn funny.
So funny and violent.
Did you guys, Bill, you must have worked with Paul. You
I
had
did.
To work with
he
Paul.
He did on an HBO miniseries called Empire Falls. Yep. And we started in.
Tell the pie story.
No, so.
No, so, sorry.
We started it
married
in,
couple
in
so good.
Early August, and it was going to shoot right up until 2 days before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we're shooting it in Waterville in Skowhegan, Maine. So, of course, you know, the first day I go on set, Paul's there, and I see him up on a ladder, and I'm watching him, and I'm thinking, that's the coolest guy. He had, he was about 78 at the time, long gray hair,
what
big
year,
beard.
What year, I'm sorry? What's
2004. Four?
Yeah, because I think he passed in 8 or 7 or yeah. 7, 8.
He passed like yeah. 3 or 4 years yeah. after right. we wrapped it. And
find the song, Max Bad.
So I got...
Sorry, go ahead.
I got to talking to him, and, you know, of course, you know, as soon as I met him, you know, he'd talk racing. I remember he was going to stay in a house that wasn't quite ready on a lake, so he was living across the hall from me in the Days Inn off I-95. Knocked on the door one day, it was 4:30 in the afternoon, and there's Paul standing there, and he's like, hey, you want to go to dinner with me and Joanne? And I'm like, this is Paul Newman asking me if I want to go to dinner with him and Joanne. I was like, yes, Paul, I would like to go to dinner with you. And he goes, I thought he was going to go, you know, 7 o'clock or something. We'll go. He goes, all right, we're leaving about 15 minutes. Okay, all right, let's go to dinner.
That's great.
So we got to talk about racing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most weekends he would leave to go wherever the Newman Haas team was racing. But there was one weekend, I think
that
they were...
That was the Indy team.
The Indy team.
Right.
And I think there was a race that was in Mexico City, mm-hmm. and he couldn't make it there because he had to work on a Friday, he had to work on a Monday. So he said to me, do you want to watch the race at the house? I'm going to get a flat screen set up, and we're going to, you know, however they hooked it up. Fast Eddie, his assistant, was going to, that mm-hmm. was his name.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know this, right? You know Eddie?
No, I don't. I never met Paul or really anybody in the family. I made a doc wow. on yeah. him, but wow. I've never met anybody
wow.
there.
Yeah.
I have all his cars, but yeah, I've never met anybody.
He asked me, do you want to come over and watch the race with me? I'm like, absolutely. So I stopped at a stand, a little farm stand, and I bought a pie. I figured I would take sure. it if we're going to have lunch, watch the thing. I couldn't find his house. I didn't have a cell signal. Finally, I find the dirt road that he's on. I see Paul standing out in a driveway with his floppy hat, Fast Eddie holding the umbrella, pouring rain. The two of them are standing there. Paul's waving over here. I get there. I hand him the pie, and he's like, what is that? I said, it's a cherry pie. He goes, okay, Bill. And went inside. There were two rocking chairs and a big flat screen, and the race. And we had a beer, and he had a little gin, and I had a beer, and we watched the race.
Great.
Wow. The song A Little Bit South of Saskatoon.
Oh, there you go.
Sonny James on the soundtrack of Slapshot.
Yeah.
Do we have a little bit?
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit south of Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Pick my guitar for boarding room.
That's amazing.
Met a little girl, her name was June.
All right, we got it.
South of Saskatoon.
Never played that song, never heard that song. I just knew when I heard
Good
Saskatoon, that was in that movie somewhere.
Cool.
Oh, wow. It's a
wow,
great
we're
shot.
Looking at Newman mm-hmm. and...
there they are.
Ed Harris
and
Billy,
Bill
I don't
Fickner.
Even recognize you.
All right, let me hit Geico, and then we'll take a break. We'll do a little news. Geico, everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Go to geico.com. Geico.com, 15 minutes. You could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. You take that extra money, you put it in your pocket, and you save it for a rainy day. Buy yourself a cherry pie. Take that money and get some dessert at Geico, geico.com. All right, quick break. We'll come back with the boys and news right after this.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as Baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad, trouble in the Middle East, celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, two murder suspects who escaped from a California prison on Sunday, they've been recaptured. And it's a little bit of its own little friendly escape story. 20-year-old...
New project, maybe.
Yep, 20-year-old... They're going to want this option. 20-year-old Jonathan Salazar and 21-year-old Santos Fonseca escaped from jail in Salinas, California by climbing through a hole they made in the ceiling of a bathroom and crawling through a wall. The men, who belong to rival gangs... set aside their differences to do this together. Both suspected in a separate murder case.
It's a feel-good story.
It really is. You know, put aside all the differences in the rival gangs.
Well, you know, they have more in common, really, than they think. You know, they both would like to get some pussy before they hit the death chair. But let me say this. I think we all have the same thing. Like, when you hear about murders escaping from prison... you go, oh, that's bad. But it's really predicated on how they got out of prison. Like, if they go, like, he just punched a guard and ran out the front gate. I go, But they go, over the course of years, he made a life-size dummy of himself in a death mask. And then they tunneled out. You go, impressive.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
I think I could hang with this guy. Still murder running amongst us, but it's how they got out. I weigh my judgment on how they do the bed sheets and the six story and the rope
the laundry.
And going over the edge.
So you like these guys because they made a hole in the ceiling and crawled through
it. That's not bad.
You like that.
That's not bad at all.
Deep respect for both these gentlemen.
They spent 3 days on the run, eventually managed to cross into Mexico, but they were captured when they tried to cross back into the U.S. They've been returned to the prison where they came from and are being housed in different units. Got to separate those two. Meanwhile, authorities are curious as to why two rival gang members stayed together the whole time.
Also,
never
went
their separate ways.
It's got to be bitch. Like, it's kind of like getting a scar. You know what I mean? Like you know when you got a guy's got a good scar and... you go, ooh, how'd you get that scar? And you wish it was in a bar fight or you were protecting an elderly woman who's being picked on by some Antifa guy or something. But it's like, oh, that is it. Butt plug came out. I was on amyl poppers. I fell off the bed and I cut myself pretty good. My partner was fine. And you're like, you wish it was something good.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, when escape prisoners are sitting around and there's like, how'd you get out? Tunneled out.
That's right.
All right.
Took me 14 years to dig that. And then the guy's the bed sheets off the roof. And then there's the poor guy who was the administrative problem, but they just got the computer glitch. Like,
they let the wrong guy.
I had papers.
I had 21 years left, but they told me on Tuesday I could leave, so I just left. Like, it's embarrassing. They're all out, but it's still it's not.
There's degrees.
It depends on the story.
Not a lot of glory there.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. I have some big news for you, Adam Carolla. I don't know if it's good news. I don't know if it's bad news, but I do know that it's big news. With so many reboots taking shape right now, a female-led reboot of the 1970 series that starred David Carradine is now in development
Kung
at
Fu.
The CW. The original Kung Fu did star Carradine as a Shaolin monk who traveled through American Old West armed only with his spiritual training and his martial arts skills as he sought out his half-brother Danny. This new take follows a young Chinese-American woman who drops out of college and goes on a life-changing journey to an isolated monastery in China. But when she returns to find her hometown overrun with crime and corruption, she uses her martial arts skills and Shaolin values to protect her community and bring the criminals to justice, all while searching for the assassin who killed her mentor and is now targeting her.
See, Kim, this is on brand, not like your fantasy island. We're taking a dark turn.
I was in Kung Fu. With David Carradine.
You were?
I was.
No. You must have been a kid.
No. It was like when they came back and did it the second time
in
Toronto, like in the mid-90s. They came up to Toronto and it was just like the biggest hit ever. And David, they called me up and they said, lead guest star, it's a cop. You got a son who wants to take karate and he's being beat, whatever. And so I read him. Okay, sure. 4 days of film with David Carradine. He walks up to me and he sort of recognized me. And I certainly recognized him. He said, come on to my trailer. Come on in. So we go into his trailer, big trailer. Mine was a smaller trailer. And we walk in and David was sit down. He takes his shirt off. You know, he's got bare feet. He rehearsed in bare feet, walked across the cement in bare feet. I thought that's really cool and weird. Mm-hmm. And then he says, do you want something to drink? And I said, sure, what do you got? And he goes, right here. And there was a vat, a glass big vat of something. And he had a little pouring thing that he unplugged, and he poured himself a drink. And then I looked, and there was something moving in the
in the drink.
In the drink.
In the vat.
In the vat. And it was a snake. And I just went, of course I'll have some of that. I never drank it, but it would change, you know, and it was just like David Carradine, and he couldn't stop talking, and he was so a legend of a weirdo.
You're telling me there was a live snake inside the...
Yeah. So I don't know what
You guys got a couple of top-notch drink stories with legendary celebrities.
That's great. No,
I don't want to be a one-upper, but one time Dustin Diamond offered me a granola bar.
So did you accept? I think you did. Don't say you don't want to.
It was a Nature Valley. I don't want to drop names.
The peanut butter kind.
I will ask you guys, who gets their ass ripped up faster? Who gets their ass either kicked or killed faster in a TV series? The new crew member on a Star Trek episode, the guy you've seen 86 episodes, you never saw this guy before. How long before that guy's gone?
They have like a name for that, Blue Shirts or something like that. The new face
on Star Trek, I'll give you a choice. The first townie at the saloon that calls Carradine Chinaman. Who gets their ass kicked faster? I'll give you some time to think about it.
Option A.
I had Jimmy was making fun of me. He's like, oh, you're always getting in trouble with the Asians. I said, I grew up watching Kung Fu. Every time he walked into a town, I was like, hey, Chinaman, you don't belong here. That's what I grew up on. Yeah. I get grandfathered in.
Yeah, you are.
I should be grandfathered in.
Yeah.
My memory was jogged when you mentioned Go, because I own that movie on DVD. I love that movie. I saw it in the theater. And you had a great subplot with, if my memory serves, friend of the show, Jay Moore?
Yeah. Scott Wolf.
That's right.
Jane Krakowski.
But your scene was with Jay, right? The awkward scene that I won't spoil. But
yeah.
John August, great writer. Doug Liman, great director. That was a great movie.
It was not an awkward scene.
No, bro, you can spoil all you want. That movie was shot in 1954. The people haven't seen it by now.
That's a really good point.
Spoil all
we
you
have
want.
We have Kim's Kung Fu scene.
Yes.
Oh, that's just going to be so
good. Oh, my God. Look at you. You didn't tell me you were 12.
I told you. It was young.
Come on.
Stare down.
Stare down.
Fight, you need a drink.
Oh, I swear, if I had a still of this, I'll hang it in my office.
You're to fight and you're to drink. Sit. Nice dialogue.
Good, Carradine.
You've been to see her, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't know why I take it out on her. I mean...
Oh, it's a wife beater.
Oh, man, you didn't tell us that.
I forgot.
You made it about a kid.
No, I got a son.
You see in her all that you've lost in yourself.
I've become this thing that I hate the most.
You know, I had a conversation like this with you about a year ago.
I think
you remember we had a nice Napa cab, and I was like, Kim, talk to me.
I'm trying to think when I stopped beating my wife. I think my son is 5. It's going into kindergarten.
We changed schools.
Yeah, I think it was
I remember the bus showed up when the police did. Now I got it.
Yeah, now I got it. Yeah.
How do you guys do that?
He's a magic man back then.
How do you do that?
So internet magic.
Did he end up sending you a bottle of whiskey, son?
Did he hit you at the end? Did he kick your ass?
He made me repent.
That's good.
Yeah. I learned something about myself as a cop.
So we talked the other day that Olivia Newton-John's very famous pants were going on sale, going up for auction.
100 and some thousand.
Well, everybody guessed.
Wasn't it some absurd amount that was proposed?
I will reveal.
Was it the entire ensemble or just
it
the pants?
It was the...
I'm asking for
the big deal was the pants that she was sewed into, right? So what else came with it?
Yeah, it was the original. When we first reported, it was the entire ensemble. But then when the auction happened, it turns out you could bid on them separately. But the person still bought both of them. Mm-hmm.
So we did a little whip around in the studio, and everyone was guessing what it was going to go for. Adam said 125K. Brian said 55K. Phil Lamar said 1.2 million. Big fan. And I had reported that it was going to go between 100 and 200,000.
Get the fuck out of here.
So first of all, who bought it? Of course. It couldn't be anyone else. It is the founder of the shapewear band Spanx, Sarah Blakely, who, I mean, literally, she had to be sewn into these pants.
Is she going to do the thing that they did with Barry Bonds' home run ball, blow it up?
Yeah. Right?
So the pants, along with the leather jacket that Newton wore in the film during the finale, were auctioned off Saturday. So two prices, $162,500. And $243,200, respectively, bringing the total for both pieces to $405,700.
Wow.
The items were among hundreds up for bid from the personal collection of Newton-John. She's 71 now. She's selling the pieces in an effort to raise money for a cancer wellness and research center in Australia. Ugh. So she brought almost $500,000.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
It was a perfect storm. Wasn't her husband the guy like faked his death at sea?
Yes.
You guys remember that story?
It was kind of crazy.
Boat outside of Mexico, and they're like, he fell over the edge.
She must have been a real pill.
Well, and there was an, I believe there was a young lady waiting for him on the other side. Wasn't that the...
There was just a crazy story where
and
he went...
Was she unaware of it?
This is like a sleeping...
She thought he died.
Yeah.
It's like a sleeping at the enemy situation.
Yeah, this was a few years ago.
Ooh, and I know the reference right there. Yeah, yeah.
Let me hit Simply Safe for just 15 seconds. You got to feel safe. You should get Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam. Free shipping. Protect your home today with Simply Safe. All right, let's do one more, Gina Grant.
You got it. Well, Pat Benatar was the leading contender for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote, but she has been overtaken by somebody else.
Oh, really? I feel like she could rock those black tight spandex pants.
Oh, like
anyone
business.
Could back in the day, right?
That's right. So she was number one, but Dave Matthews has overtaken her. Rabbit Matthews Bendis. Now leads by 15,000 votes, putting Pat in second place, Doobie Brothers in third, Soundgarden in fourth, Judas Priest in fifth. Voting at rockhall.com is open until January 10th.
Wow.
And the 2020 induction ceremony will take place May 2nd in Cleveland.
What's everyone's favorite Pat Benatar song?
Mm. Hit me with your best.
Yeah, not to be
too easy.
Yeah, too
easy.
I do love
Hell
is
when I know.
Cut.
Hell is
for
Children.
Hell is for Children.
Great.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. Not to be too ass kissing.
Don't use sex as a weapon.
That's a great song.
It's great because it's so earnest. And it takes itself so seriously. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's nuts. But also,
how old is she now?
Kicks into overdrive.
Like,
I don't know. I'll give her right at Olivia Newton John age, like 71,
65.
I don't know.
Late 60s.
Brian, question for you.
Yes, let's hear it.
We Belong to the Night, Tool tune. I love that song.
You know what? It fits the definition because it is a great song.
Yeah. You guys a fan? We Belong to the Night?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that song. Yes.
A Tool tune means you enjoy it,
great
but
song.
If you're at a stoplight, you roll your window up. Somebody in a convertible Miata pulls up next to you, you gotta roll that window up.
It's a good song, you just don't want people to know you're listening to it.
If it's a bad song, it's a guilty pleasure. I think it's a good song.
Yeah.
Mm.
I only roll my window up when my Petula Clark hits it.
Oh, Downtown?
All of it. I have the anthology. I love her.
Now I feel bad because you Pat Benatar'd me with Petula Clark. I only have Downtown as my...
What don't Sleep in the Subway, Sign of the Times.
Don't Sleep in the Subway is an awesome...
Color My World.
That's fine. Don't Sleep in the Subway. I haven't heard this song in a million years. It's melodic,
I think
it's sweet, it's beautiful.
Like one of the most romantic voices ever.
Yeah, she does.
Ever.
She does. And Don't Sleep in the Subway, I've never brought that up on this show. And it's arranged very well, too. You know this one?
No, I've never heard it.
It'll kick in. I think you might.
I don't know it yet.
You might know it.
Oh man, I just dated myself. Huh?
How old's Pat Benatar, Jeez. Chris?
Not what you care for.
It shifts.
She's 66.
66.
Called it.
But, you know, this, her arrangements were great. If you listen to... Are you going to sing with me, Bill?
Ready?
Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring rain.
So good. This is so good. It's like vanilla ice
so
cream.
So good.
Cherry on top. Caramel.
Forget your
fudge.
My
nice.
My windows are going up, not even the car.
Oh, no, mine are coming right down. I'm sharing that singing.
Haven't heard a song in 40 years.
Wow.
I heard it last week.
Yeah, never, no one's heard that one, huh?
I like it.
It's good. I'm getting this. All right.
This could be your next karaoke song.
See what I did?
Created a monster.
Yes. All right. Kraftwerk, third to last in votes. Thank Christ for that. All right. That's Kraftwerk. They influenced so many bands to play different music. That's what they did. Like, I'm not going to sound like those assholes. Thank you for the influence, Kraftwerk. They're influencing bands. It's like when you pass a homeless guy with your son. You go, don't end up like that. That's what Kraftwerk did. That's how they influenced the Foo Fighters. So we're going to fucking end up like those dicks. Thank you for the inspiration, Kraftwerk. We now know what not to do on stage. Idiots.
Of Pat Benatar's hits, one of the less celebrated ones.
It's
a great song.
I know.
Yeah. This got heavy rotation on the sound when I worked there.
I'd go see her.
Totally. Yeah. God willing, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Her and Petula Clark together.
I'll go.
We'll go.
I'll go. I'll drive. Windows down.
No, I'll drive you both. I'll drop you off.
All right. Let me just hit Castrol Edge. Did you bring it home, Gina Grad?
I'll do it right now. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Yeah,
I
wasn't ready for that.
Gina.
That was the news.
Dawson, you know this Don't Sleep in the Subway, right?
Duh, it's a Kraftwerk song.
I forgot. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. So it's three times.
Three times,
stronger
fool.
Stronger fool than leading full synthetics. It is the Edge. It's Castrol Edge, everybody. Shelby American, my latest doc, is available for pre-order on chassis, chassy.com. I think we're going to drop it on the 19th, but you can pre-order it now.
Yep, it's DVD, done. Blu-ray, digital.
You want the real story about Carol Shelby and Matt Damon and all that movie coming up? You can watch Shelby American, my latest doc. Coldbrook is the name of the movie. It's in select theaters and on demand and on digital. And it's today as you hear this. So go find this movie and support these two very talented gentlemen. Also, Laughs with Paul Bryan available as a podcast form for $4.99. All the money goes
to Stupid Cancer. We did a big benefit last weekend, raised $140,000 for cancer victims.
Congrats.
And we're selling it as a podcast to people who couldn't make it out to LA. Amazing. And it's up now. Go to laughswithpaulbryan.com.
Go to AdamCarolla.com for all my live stand-up shows everywhere. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Bill Fichtner, Kim Coates, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo. I want to be adored by all women all the time.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail. The number is 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, main great events, books, movies, and more, go to AdamCarolla.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.